Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, soy Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie Series Lesson Number 15.
Brr, it's cold out. And it is cold out today, you know. And La Molina, where we're doing this recording, is higher up from the sea than the neighborhood both where Lizzie and I live, which is close to the ocean. And usually when we drive out here, we slowly go from the clouds into the sunshine. But today it's cloudy and it's cold out.
Es que les contamos a nuestros amigos en Spanish Pod que tenemos muchos microclimas aquí en Lima. Más lo que es pegado a la costanera o el mar es pues más frío, ¿no? Y lo que es más pegadito a las montañas, como en La Molina, desde donde estamos transmitiéndoles, hace más calorcito. Saludos cariñosos, amigos.
That's right. So, microclimates in Lima, not just in Lima, but in all of Peru. Lizzie, I think that Peru has more microclimates than just about any country on earth.
Yes.
So, friends, here we go for lesson number 15 of the newbie series.
I think we've almost finished a wall with all these bricks we are laying.
You know, Lizzie, I couldn't agree more. And we have a good one for today, friends. Something the whole world deals with.
What's that?
Well, the weather.
We can see how expressions concerning weather are formed a little differently in Spanish than they are in English.
You know, I've heard that 9 out of 10 conversations between strangers would never occur if it were not for the weather. So, kind of cold weather we're having today, isn't it? Well, it's very hot today, isn't it? So, anyway, this is just what I had in mind.
Today's expressions deal particularly with the cold.
So I assume the conversation doesn't take place in Puerto Rico or Cuba.
No, today's conversation takes place high up in the city of Cusco, Peru, where Marcelo and Daniela talk about how cold it is.
Oof, I've been to Cusco. I've had that conversation. Hey, friends, sync up your iPods, plug in the headphones, download the PDF, and jack up the volume. Lesson number 15 is on its way.
Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
Hace frío. ¿Tienes frío?
Sí, yo tengo frío.
Yo también tengo frío.
¿Necesitamos abrigos?
Necesitamos gorros y guantes también.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente. Hace frío. ¿Tienes frío?
Sí. Yo tengo frío.
Yo también tengo frío.
¿Necesitamos abrigos?
Necesitamos gorros y guantes también.
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Hace frío. ¿Tienes frío?
It's cold out. Are you cold?
Sí, yo tengo frío.
Yeah, I'm cold.
Yo también tengo frío.
I'm cold too.
¿Necesitamos abrigos?
Do we need coats?
Necesitamos gorros y guantes también.
Yeah, we need hats and gloves too.
Alan, when you first moved to Lima, were you surprised at the weather?
Lizzie, you know I came from Canada, and I think that's where weather was invented. So you could almost say that when I came to Lima, I was surprised by the lack of weather. Here, the temperature between winter and summer hardly changes, maybe 10 degrees difference. In summer, you take off the sweater, in winter, you put on the sweater. That's a little different than Canada.
Sí, allá el frío es tremendo, ¿verdad?
Oof, you know, in Canada, I was born in a place called Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. You don't have to memorize that. You know, the weather could go down to 40 degrees below zero in winter.
Ooh.
And 40 degrees above zero in summer. Of course, I'm talking Celsius here. But yeah, Lima has very, very, could we say a temperate climate.
Es un clima llevadero. I know that a lot of people that I meet who come here are surprised at the weather.
No, I completely understand because it is humid. And sometimes it's overcast for weeks at a time. Okay, amigos, on to the vocab. Here we're going to break down those words syllable by syllable so that you can hear exactly how each word sounds.
Vamos.
Alrighty, let's begin with
hacer.
To make, to do.
Hacer, hacer.
Okay, then we'll go to
frío, fría.
Cold.
Frío, fría. Frío, fría.
Great, now let's listen to
abrigo.
Coat.
Abrigo, abrigo.
Awesome, okay, let's hear
gorro.
Hat.
Gorro, gorro.
Okay, next
guante.
Gloves.
Guante, guante.
And last but not least,
necesitar.
To need.
Necesitar, necesitar.
And now, friends, a quick tip to keep your Spanish nice and crisp. The word gorro.
Gorro.
In Spanish, you'll find that the double R indicates a rolling of the R.
Like carro.
A lot of people have trouble with rolling their R's, but all it takes is a little practice. Gorro.
Gorro.
That's right. Tip of the tongue against the roof of your mouth. Gorro.
Una vez más. Gorro.
How are we going to do this?
Our first word will be hacer.
Lizzie, tell me, do you brown bag it or do you buy lunch?
Yo hago el almuerzo.
I make lunch.
But the verb hacer has a number of meanings, doesn't it, Alan?
Oh, it sure does. Here it means to make.
It can also mean to do.
And in this lesson, we're going to be looking at how it's used with weather expressions. Lizzie, would you say that hacer is commonly used?
Oh, yes. The verb hacer is used all the time in Spanish, so we'll make sure we get it down right from the get-go.
The next word we're going to look at today is frío.
Tengo frío.
I'm cold.
The word frío means cold.
And you can see that we use the verb tener, which usually means to have, in order to express coldness. Just like we did in Newbie Lesson 9 when we talked about being hungry and having hunger.
And the same thing happens when expressing coldness. In Spanish, we say that we have cold instead of saying that we are cold.
That is, we use the verb tener and not estar. Okay, the next vocabulary word is abrigo.
Me gusta el abrigo.
The coat is pleasing to me.
Or, I like the coat. So you can see that abrigo means coat. This is related to the verb abrigar, which means to bundle up, but we'll look at that in future lessons.
For now, let's remember that abrigo means coat.
Next up, our old favorite, gorro.
Okay, Liz, how about one more example with that?
El gorro es sueco.
The hat is Swedish.
So the word gorro means hat.
It's the most general word for hat, which means that it could refer to a winter hat, a baseball cap, or really any kind of a cloth hat.
Here, the context tells us that it's being used as a winter hat.
Context is always super important.
Always.
Okay, let's get to the cream of the cookie in this lesson, the grammar.
Today, we'll look at how to form weather expressions with the verb hacer.
To do this in the Spanish language is really pretty easy because every weather expression that uses hacer requires the third person singular form.
For the present, which we're focusing on today, this is hace.
Lizzie, why don't you remind us where this came up in the conversation?
Claro, hace frío.
It's cold out. Now, there's something important that we should recognize here.
What's that?
Well, it's important to recognize that there's idiomatic usage in play here. For example, if we were to translate this expression literally, we would say it makes cold or it does cold.
Right. But this, of course, is not how this expression is really translated. Many weather expressions use this basic construction, which takes hace, the third person singular of hacer, in the present, and an adjective that describes the weather.
We'll be looking at some of these expressions in the upcoming lessons.
Now, with the expression hace frío, we can modify it to mean it's really cold out or it's chilly out.
Lizzie, do us a favor and show us how this works.
¿Cómo no, Alan? Hace mucho frío.
It's really cold out.
So by adding the adjective mucho, which means a lot or much, the meaning of our expression changes from it's cold out to it's really cold out.
And Lizzie, if we wanted to say that it's cold but not that cold, how would you say that?
Hace fresco.
It's chilly out.
The word fresco, which means chilly and also fresh, changes the meaning of our expression.
Now we say that it's cold, but not that cold. In effect, it's chilly out.
So you can see that the adjective simply goes after the third person singular conjugation of the verb hacer in the present to form weather expressions.
Trust us, audience, you'll get used to this one as time goes on. I mean, you'll hear it all the time.
It takes one step at a time.
That's right. Keep with it, and it will begin to make sense, guaranteed. Okay, friends, that's about it for today.
Nice little pep talk at the end.
Well, everyone needs encouragement.
I agree. I encourage everyone to leave a comment on the lesson or in the forum.
And we should also encourage you to check out the Learning Center. Don't forget.
Everything you would ever need at your fingertips. Okay, bye, friends.
So use the technology and use the force. Okay, friends, take care, and we'll be speaking to you again very soon. Ciao.
Cuídense mucho. Ciao.